Okay, I call the Wednesday, December 17th, 2014 Taney County Board of Adjustment hearing to order. Mr. Ashley, if you'd like to establish a quorum, please.
Okay, Sean Pendleton.
Present.
Tom Gideon.
Present.
Tony Mullen is not here. And Mark Weiss.
Present.
We have established a quorum.
Okay, I might mention that we've established a quorum, and we only have three of our five folks here. It is up to the requesters. You can postpone to another month if you'd like to, for more of us here, because it takes three to pass or deny something. So if any of you would like to do that, you can. Would y'all like to go ahead and have the request tonight, hear it tonight?
We'd like to proceed.
Okay. Okay. Explanation of public hearing procedures, please.
Okay. I'd like to welcome you this evening to the December 17th, 2014 Board of Adjustment public hearing. The Board of Adjustment public hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is as Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at the public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed by a video and any questions for staff. And as the chairman indicated, if you do wish to comment upon any of the applications this evening, you'll need to sign in at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in attendance in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our governing statutes, Tom?
Okay.
Thank you.
If you want to.
Okay. Here at the side appeals where it is alleged that there is error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. Two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it, which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. Three, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in a peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege. To authorize upon appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you. All right. Presentation of our exhibits, and our first public hearing tonight is for GGW Investments LLC, and we do have a representative here tonight for that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this is case number 2014-10-V. As you said, the project is GGW Investments LLC setback variance request. The applicant is GGW Investments LLC, and it's represented by the by the Stauffer law firm. The property in question is located at 225 Cross Creek Boulevard, and we'll zoom in here. And and it's in the Scott Township, Section 34, Township 23, Range 21. The applicant is requesting a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1 of the Development Guidance Code, in which they're basically requesting a 7-foot side of lot setback. Literally, it's my understanding that the property line would essentially be this wall, and so they're actually wanting to separate the Sunfest Market and also a portion of the parking area from the rest of the shopping center. But in splitting off Sunfest Market, they can't meet that side setback requirement. The background on this, on September 17th of 2001, the Taney County Planning Commission approved Division 3 Permit 2001-32, which authorized the development of the entire Cross Creek development. It was a multi-use project, and it was to consist of really multifamily development, single-family offices, and then also the retail shopping area in question that was later to be known as the Cross Creek Center subdivision. The subject property is lot C-12 of the Cross Creek Center subdivision. It contains a total of approximately 4.47 acres. And like I said, the shopping plaza currently contains the Sunfest Market, the Missouri Loan Center, Pizza World, Family Pharmacy, and also a large number of unoccupied units. The applicant is now wishing to subdivide this parcel or this lot into two lots, basically C-12A, which would be an acre and a half, and C-12B, which would be 2.97 acres. Like I said, the applicant's essentially seeking to subdivide lot C-12 primarily for finance purposes, is my understanding. I've been told that essentially it'll still be the same ownership, but for financial purposes, they're essentially splitting off the Sunfest Market from the rest of the shopping center, but can't meet that side setback requirement. And we've got a north view, south, east, and a west. And again, and this was just to give you a comparison between the plat and the aerial photo, but essentially they're wishing to subdivide this into two lots. It would be subdivided, I guess, approximately here, isn't it? Right at the, you know, between the Sunfest Market and the rest of the shopping center. Basically, with this in review, the applicant has indicated that they're not going to physically change anything on the property in question, and that they will continue to own both commercial lots. But they are essentially seeking a 7-foot side of lot setback requirement, and essentially they would have a zero setback for both lots, because both buildings, you know, the wall would come right up to the property line base, essentially. The staff recommendations on this: if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of a setback variance of approximately 7 feet from a portion of the eastern lot line of lot C-12A is indicated on the replat of lot C-12 of the Cross Creek Center subdivision, allowing for a 0-foot setback along this specific portion of the lot line. Two, approval of a setback variance of approximately 7 feet from a portion of the western lot line of lot C-12B is indicated on the replat of lot C-12 of the Cross Creek Center subdivision, again allowing for a 0-foot setback along this specific portion of the lot line, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and four, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days of the approval, she'll expire. We've got a couple of pretty brief videos here. I think most everybody's probably pretty familiar with this shopping center. We just shot one essentially right at the opening, or right at the entrance, one of the entrances, and just did a quick 360 to show the adjoining properties, and of course Highway 76. Then the second video, I just wanted to get a shot of basically the approximate lot line area, the area where one building would essentially be split off from the other building.
We have one person signed up to speak tonight, Jacob Stauffer.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, very good.
Yep.
You swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Jacob Stauffer, West Plains, Missouri. I represent the applicant here. Essentially, the owner of the grocery store is G&W Foods. It's the same ownership as GGW Investments. We're doing a common financing package of just the grocery store land, and so the purpose here is just to split off the grocery store from the remaining parcel. It won't change any actual physical characteristics of the property.
Okay.
I don't know if you have any questions. I'd be happy to answer them.
I have a few. Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
The main question that I have is one relating to parking. I know that they say they're not going to be selling the property, but I also know that that might change in the future. What does the parking, as you're proposing, support the grocery store and the other portion individually?
So we are doing a cross parking agreement easement between the two parcels as well that will be filed of record with our loan closing, so that all of the existing parking will be available to the occupants of the entire center. Same thing with access.
Irrevocable,
yes.
Would that cover any, they may have enough anyway, Bob, but would an agreement like that cover our minimum standards for parking and our actual? That's not part of his original suggestion, though, that we might have to cover that, right?
I really feel like it, I don't know if it addresses it being open with you, but I mean.
The only reason I ask, because, you know, you're with your original, what we really address here is the setback, but I think if we were to grant the variance, we would also, wouldn't we have to address that part of it too?
I feel like it would be a wise idea, I really do.
Okay. So you're not sure whether it meets the minimum standards as its own parcel?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm honestly not.
I think it would be legal nonconforming anyway if it didn't, because it currently meets it, and just the subdivision of it wouldn't make it illegal or noncompliant at that point. It would still be compliant with okay. zoning under Missouri zoning law.
Okay. I assume that agreement. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mark. Okay. I'm assuming that a parking lot agreement also covers any lot maintenance, snow removal.
Yes, I mean, the leases primarily will cover that, but again, it's going to be common ownership, so you would have self-help rights to repair, remove snow with respect to ownership of either side in the event. I mean, if the loan were foreclosed or something at some point, the owner of the financed portion would be able to exercise their self-help rights on either side of the cross parking or the ingress egress.
Okay. And I'm just, you know, if it ever were to sell, then that's my one side or the other. And electric company guy here, so I got to ask, the lighting agreement is the same way? There's probably a house meter or something that covers lighting, or do you know?
As far as meters?
Is there parking light lighting out there on the parking lot?
You know, I don't know whether there are pole lights out there.
There should be. No, I'm just...
I'm just
no, I mean... Probably today they're all tied into one meter, and I personally have seen where that, you know, can become an issue, because now if there's one owner on one side and one owner on the other.
Mm-hmm. They have two poles on that parcel that they're one split off.
Okay.
Okay. So in addressing that then. Okay.
In the event that occurred, it would just have to become separate as separately metered.
Okay.
I would assume.
As far as the separation where the interior, where they have a shared wall, mm-hmm. I would assume that those are shared, but not, I mean, they're separated.
No, it's a party wall, meaning it's a shared wall, and,
okay.
and we resolve that through a party wall agreement.
You've got that too. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's. I don't have any other questions.
I've got one more, and I'm not sure what the code is in the county, but I know in many communities, when you do have a zero lot line and a shared wall, the building requirements are different for fire suppression, burn times. And can you address that?
So again, I think if this were to be a new build condo style development, that I don't know specifically what your county would require, but again, it would be a legal non-conforming to the event, in the event we didn't comply with that because it's an existing structure. Zoning in itself, later applicable zoning laws won't force the alteration of an existing structure. Now, if the thing were to burn down and we had to rebuild it, we would have to comply with all of the zoning laws then in effect at that point. So I think that would answer your concerns there. I mean, if it works now, it's going to... What is there now will work in the future. If it got destroyed by tornado or fire or whatever the case was, then we would have to comply with all of the applicable zoning laws at that point.
And I think that was added after that was built.
Almost 100% sure that is it's a one-hour wall that's in there. When they were building it, I have to be around there a little bit. And it's a double wall with 5/8 on both sides.
Which is, I think, pretty close to
the one-hour wall. Which would be... even if, with according to our codes and whatnot, would be what would be required now.
Okay. Anything else? Anything else to add?
No.
Okay. Well, if there's no further discussion, I entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the variance request.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Discussion?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay.
Do we feel we need to do anything on the parking, or does the cross parking agreement satisfy that? Bob, what do you think?
I was going to ask the board if the board wished to put any kind of condition, any type of condition that might emphasize that, or
I'm going to make a friendly amendment if I may.
Sure.
There be an irrevocable cross-parking agreement in place at the time that this property is divided.
And common wall. I would like to see common wall also.
And
which
common
there.
Wall.
Just to clarify, I'll probably draft that so that with the irrevocability portion, such that it would be irrevocable so long as this was two separate lots, but in the event it ever got combined in the future, we could alter
and
amend
it. And then if you own both sides, you could redo it later, and then it's not irrevocable. That's why the irrevocable is
done. Okay. Thank you.
Are you agreeable to that amendment?
I am agreeable to that amendment.
Okay.
Are we okay with
that.
The...
We'll wait till you get it done.
Do we need any more? I got to spell correctly.
That may convince.
That's clear to me.
Okay, I'll call for a roll vote.
I'm moved. I vote to approve.
I vote to approve.
I vote to approve.
And just to clarify, I thought maybe I should. And you're approving with the addition of
Yes, with the amendments.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Motion as amended.
Yes. Thank you. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Next up, we've got the Billy Grant Johnson variance request. I do have a representative here for that tonight, correct? Okay. All right, Bob, go ahead.
Okay, this is case number 2014-9V. The project is the Billy Grant Johnson and Bonnie Harder lot size variance request. The applicants are Billy Grant Johnson and Bonnie Harder. The representatives are Mr. and Mrs. Sanderson. And the property in question is located in approximately the 900 to 1,000 block of Sycamore Church Road. And it's in the Branson Township, Section 14, Township 23, Range 22. The applicants are requesting a variance from Section 7, Table 3 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and also Article 9, Section 3, Table 1 of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations concerning the 2-acre minimum lot size requirement for properties that do not have access to public or central sewer. The subject property is currently a vacant piece of property that's approximately 3.6 acres per the assessor's information. The applicants are wishing to subdivide this existing 3.68 acre property into a total of three lots. If the variance were to be approved, the applicants would retain ownership of a single lot, with the other portion of the property being purchased by the representatives. Upon purchase, the representatives then plan to subdivide that property into two lots as well. So essentially we would have, they're proposing to subdivide this into three lots. And I'll let the applicant explain the approximate location of those lot lines. Like I said, basically as I'd indicated, they're basically seeking a variance from the 2-acre minimum lot size for four lots served by an on-site wastewater treatment system or septic system. In review, the applicants have indicated that these are the reasons for their request. They said first, the proposed separation of the property would be approximately centered. Second, the amount of road frontage will create distance from neighboring dwellings. Third, they wish to use the existing old-growth cedar trees for landscaping and privacy of both homes. The representatives also indicated some reasoning for their request as well. First, they indicated that they wish to divide the land between themselves and their son, and that their son, that they and their son have recently located to the United relocated to the United States, and do not wish to be separated. Secondly, Mr. Sanderson has relocated to the region to assist managing his region of work in the home security business. Mr. Sanderson wishes to maintain a central location to the region he manages in Oklahoma, Missouri, and Arkansas. Third, Mrs. Sanderson currently works in the banking industry with Taney County. Fourth, Mr. Sanderson's son has recently graduated from Missouri State University and is currently teaching between Stone and Taney County school districts as a substitute teacher, making this an ideal location to set up a residence. Fifth, Mr. Sanderson's son has a history of health issues, and basically Mr. Sanderson has indicated that he needs his son to remain in close proximity, along with the reasons mentioned in one, that they felt that he could be basically closer to the hospital at this location. And sixth, Mr. and Mrs. Sanderson propose to divide said land to alleviate any legal issues of land ownership in the event of Mr. Sanderson's death. Staff recommendations on this: if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of a variance from the 2-acre minimum lot size requirement, allowing the property in question to be subdivided into up to 3 tracts of land. Second, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And third, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got just a pretty brief video of this, of the property. It's basically a wooded piece of property. This is an existing drive that does also serve some properties back behind it as well, and an existing easement. And we've done just a quick 360. This is approximately the center of the property. This road actually, this road or easement area, like I said, actually does serve some additional properties back behind. I try not to walk, I didn't walk around too much, but just wanted to walk part of it just to give you kind of an idea. The property is not really that deep. It's, but it's fairly long, lengthy this direction. And basically, this is all part of the 3-acre property.
Okay. I think we're going to have the representative speak first.
Okay.
That way we can maybe answer some questions, and then I'll call up Eric after that, Eric. So, Billy Grant? Johnson, is that right? Okay,
yes,
if you raise your right hand.
Yes, sir.
You swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I go by Grant. You don't have to say Billy Grant.
Okay.
My father was Billy, and I go by my middle name, Grant.
Okay, Grant.
What it is I'm selling the lot hold. I was approached by Mr. Sanderson, and he made a request about splitting the property.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I knew that there was an issue with the zoning here in Taney County. I'm selling it out as the owner, okay,
mm-hmm.
selling it. I contacted the Planning and Zoning Commission, and we proceeded with a variance request on it. the property as it exists, I do not have any close neighbors, really, you know, except
here and up there.
The property is is lengthy, and I would say I have more road frontage probably than I do any other property line is existing along the road itself. And Mr. Santa, and there's an easement already that exists for the people who live behind us there. I bought the property as it exists. I think it was approximately 2007. It provided a wonderful view across the valley there for us. But my wife and I did find another piece of property that had an existing home and a pond, so we purchased that property, and therefore we put it up for sale. Mr. Sanderson approached me, and he can probably better address the issues about why he is requesting there to be a separation of the land than I can.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. If you have any more questions, just...
We will. Thank you. Eric Ferris.
Great, thanks.
Eric, if you'll raise your right hand for me. You swear tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
My name is Eric Ferris. I'm an attorney located here in Taney County, Missouri. I represent William and Cheryl Meyer. I'm going to point out to you... If I can figure out how this works here, let's see. Laser pointer. There we go.
You wouldn't think there'd be that many buttons on that. There you go. Okay.
I represent William and Cheryl Meyer, and you have to hold it down.
Yeah.
There we go. This is their property here. Their home is located here north of this track. Their land then lies along that. Their land lies across right here. We actually have reason to believe that the survey would show that actually some good portion of this tract that's shown here, and I understand that's information from the assessor's office, but that a lot of that tract right here would actually come down in a survey and actually show that some good portion of this upper part of the property is owned by my client's Mr. and Mrs. Meyer. We have substantial concern from that of whether, in fact, the property consists of 3.68 acres. Just first off, you know, and I think that's relevant because I think really when it comes down to it, and I'm familiar with your variance processes. I've previously served as chairman of the Branson's Board of Adjustments, and so I'm very familiar with that, familiar with the tough test that you have to do under 64.8 or whatever. But concerns that we've got, some questions maybe I would actually ask either of the applicant or ask you to ask of the applicant would be, one of the things that we don't know is on this property, these three tracts that they proposed, that he proposed to the subdivide, where would those tracts lie? Do they have those surveyed yet? Do we know where those tracts would be? Do we know the home locations? I understand that the applicant wishes to retain one lot for his own ownership and wishes to sell two other lots for the rest of the property, which would be divided into two lots for the representative, Mr. and Mrs. Sanderson. Where would those three lots, where would the property lines be for all three lots? What is the acreage for those three lots? Because, you know, it's easy for us to sit here and do math and say, okay, 3.6 divided by 3, that's 1.2. Well, that's substantially shy of the 2-acre requirement. But it may well be that that's not what they propose to divide. It would appear that a natural boundary, and I don't know what their plans are, but it appears that a natural boundary for the southernmost lot would probably just be along the frontage of this road right here. That's what would appear to be likely. Just by sizing it up, and I'm no surveyor by sight, that would appear that that's quite a bit of acreage right here. And so it may not be three equal tracts. Again, I would say even if it is three equal tracts, that's substantially less than the 2-acre requirement. The other point that's, I think, noteworthy is the video that was shown was primarily, I understand, shot his perspective, I think, right here. There's some mail, and I've been on the property. The mailboxes, I think, are right here on the northern end of the road.
Yes.
You kind of get a 360 view, so you saw a lot of the trees and stuff like that that's located here. And then I think you kind of just started walking a little ways up.
Yes.
If that video had continued and you had continued on up into here, there's some pretty substantial bluffs up in there. I don't actually know where you could have a home site or home location up in the northern part of those properties. Particularly, I don't know how you could locate two different home locations up in those properties. But if it's capable to be done, then it may be able to be done. But related to the fact that there's substantial bluffs up in there, okay, and related to the fact that this is, as usual, Taney County property, there is a lot of rock in there. There's very little soil that is on that rock. My client himself, at one point, I think related to that survey being done and marking off some of the stuff, tried to drive just some sort of a stake in the ground, went down, you know, 4 inches, something like that, hit rock. That's relevant because of the permeability of all of this tract. When we talk about septic system, the reason that I would anticipate that the county has a requirement of 2 acres for a septic system is to make sure that the human waste that's pushed out into the septic system is absorbed by the property. We don't want runoff onto someone else's property. We don't want, you know, smell issues to to be frank, on someone else's property. A lot of that is my client's concern is how are you going to, if you have a total of three different septic systems on this, even as shown, we dispute that actually is as it's shown, even as shown with all this, how exactly are you going to get this land to absorb the human waste from three different families, three different households on this property without a substantial risk of runoff onto neighboring properties? I understand from history, and I don't know how long the applicant has owned it, but from my client, who's been there a long period of time, this land goes back through his wife's side of the family for a couple generations at least, I believe.
Yes.
That a previous owner, Mr. Johnson, once attempted or wanted to build a home somewhere in this upper tract and was unable to do so because he couldn't get the perk test to test out. So when you have someone previously who tried to build and couldn't get the perk test, that tells you that there's going to be a substantial problem with the septic system. Even with one, there's going to be a substantial problem with three up there. My client's also concerned because their well for their house is somewhere in this area up here again, and they're concerned again for runoff, things like that. Could human waste get into their well and their own drinking water itself? Again, I don't know where the house locations would be. I'd like to know more on behalf of my clients where those house locations would be and where that would be set up. My concern overall is, listen, the representatives, and I understand their reasons, the representatives are looking to buy this land, and they want to buy this land. The last thing I'm sure the representatives want is they want to buy a land that's going to have a problem in the future. Particularly, you don't want to have a problem in the future with your neighbors, for instance, claiming that you are causing a nuisance, that there may be a legal cause of action against a new purchaser for a nuisance claim. Because if there's smell, if there's runoff and all that, that's going to result in that. Leave it to the lawyer. Leave it to the person who served dealing with these tough issues. But when I look at 64.870, I looked at the reasons of the applicant. The reasons of the applicant, the reasons of the representatives, they have nothing to do with the statute. None of those reasons have anything to do with the statute. I haven't heard anything tonight about an acceptable narrowness, shallowness, shape, topography, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that would cause a hardship on the owner. I haven't heard anything about that. I've heard of other reasons, and I'm not taking away those reasons, but I would submit to you that those reasons do not match up to what otherwise, as you know, is a very specific, very, very specific test that you've got to meet under 64.870. I don't think there's enough definite information for you to take action. If you take action on the request that's before you right now, you'd be giving an ability for this owner to divide it into three tracts. Well, what does that mean? Is one tract going to be a half acre? Is one tract going to be 1 acre? Is it all going to be 1.2? You don't know because that information isn't before you, at least not that I've heard tonight. I just don't think you have enough information before you, and I think with the information that we are concerned about, and may well what the applicant needs to do, and maybe you should table the request and request them to provide information. Should they do soil testing up there? Should you have staff go in and videotape and show some of this other, you know, really bad bluff topography in that other northern section? I mean, that's entirely up to you. But I would submit to you that I believe that under the statute, with the concerns about lack of permeability, with the concerns about locations, and even so, maybe you want to have the applicant provide a survey so we know, are we talking about 3.6, are we talking about 3.2 acres or what? I think that the statute would prohibit a variance being granted because there is a substantial detriment to the public good. Again, we have substantial questions. I hope that you have substantial questions, and I hope you get them answered. If you do wish to take action tonight, we would respectfully request that you vote no on the request for variance as it is currently presented to the board. Otherwise, you may wish to table it, get more information, have the applicant come back before you, and then take a vote.
then we'd be able to know more. Okay. Do you have any questions for me on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Meyer?
We may. I think we'll wait.
As well as I can. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We've got one other person signed up to speak, Clive Sanderson.
Mm-hmm.
Clive, if you'll step on up. Raise your right hand for me. You swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Without, right, this is pretty simple, right? I mean, from our perspective and not knowing, I mean, this is a learning process for us. So
sure.
Let that be known straight away. I mean, we originally, just to give a little bit of background, we'd been looking for some land. I want to buy some land to basically split into two, not three, to build two properties on it, one for myself and wife and one for my son as well, because I want to have my son close at hand. So originally when we saw this land, there was a for sale sign outside it. We kind of looked up the land per se, and we saw that it wasn't for sale. So we surveyed it on a Taney site, which is probably this one, and then we approached the owners. And we said, well, we're interested in this land, but obviously under certain circumstances, if we are allowed to split, hence, that's why we're here, right? So basically, it would be two properties, not three. One thing that I will add is part of this, when we looked at this property, I mean, and to be personal, to be totally honest, you know, we looked at the property, and obviously there's this easement that goes down there. We're not really interested in that part of the property per se, you know, for doing anything with it because of this easement. So what we, and we're kind of private people, so what I did is I approached Taney County, the bridges and roads and bridges, I believe it is, because basically what we wanted to do is basically split this land. You're probably looking at in around just above that Branson mark, so it would be in two tracts. And then I approached the roads and bridges about actually bringing another driveway in so we didn't have to use this easement. And so I met Taney County up there and have actually spoke to them since, and they said, yeah, we, you know, with their laws of what's required, you know, for visibility of turning into the property. So basically we'd be looking at probably bringing a driveway in there, putting a property in this area, and then putting a property within this area. And that's what we wanted to do. Obviously, I mean, it has to get passed, but, and obviously from what the gentleman just explained, I mean, you know, before we, you know, one thing, it's one thing getting the land split and approved, but we'd also want to do these surveys ourselves before we agreed to buy that land, because if there is an issue with building on that property, and there is an issue with septic tanks per se or anything, I mean, obviously we'd want that survey doing before we even agree to buy this property. But part of us wanting to buy this property is wanting to split it in two. Whether you want to call it hardships or not, it's simple. I want my son near me, because we've relocated from England, and I always want to be in and around him, and that'll be the case wherever I go. So it's simple. That's what we're looking at, and that's what we wanted to do. So, I mean, I'm not aware of any of these other issues or whatever that's just been put forward. I mean, it's simple. We see some land, you know, it's ideal location for where we want for work and other other reasons. It's simple. It's, you know, I mean, there you go.
Okay. Why don't you stay up here for a minute?
Sure.
Since you're already here, we'll just start with any questions you may have for you. So,
sir, may I present this is a plat, a copy of a survey plat?
Yes. Go ahead and present. Give that to Benita, and then we'll talk to that in a minute.
All right.
So
you see another. Can I add something else about
sure.
it? What we want to do. We did say that.
Oh,
about that. Right. So this what we was looking at doing, because as I said, we were speaking to private people, and to be honest, you know, when we looked at this, people are leaving the trash cans out here, you know, for these properties down here. There's trash cans left at the end of the road. And we don't want to be faced with anything like that. So that's why we propose to bring in another driveway. There is a flat part of the land there, and Taney, the guys who I met from Taney County said it wouldn't be an issue in actually bringing a driveway. So in theory, you'd have one driveway which would serve as an easement to a certain point where it had just split off slightly to a property in this area, and then it would go off to the property in this area. So as per septic, or a septic tank or whatever, I would imagine you'd be looking at, I don't know, I mean, I don't know any of these laws or regulations, so please bear with me and understand me, but we would obviously have to have it surveyed in this area for a septic tank, and probably in this area for a septic tank, nowhere near this area. And also, we would obviously have to get it surveyed for putting a well in there as well, our own well for water. Now, whether that would be two wells because of the two properties, or one well serving two properties, I don't know. That question would have to be answered, you know, from the relevant parties, you know, from a surveying point of view. But that's. But and getting back to this part here, what we propose to do with this is just actually tree it off, block it off, and it can serve as an easement, you know. And there you go. There's no plans for that whatsoever.
Okay, if you'd like to step back over there, we may have some questions for you. Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Sanderson?
Would you show the home locations one more time?
So you'd be looking at approximately one home in this area here, bearing in mind you're bringing an easement driveway in here. So you're looking at somewhere in that area there. So the property divide would probably be somewhere in that region there. So you're looking at that section and that section. And then the other property will be in this vicinity here because there is a clearing. And obviously from that video that was shown, this we believe was originally put in to actually go up there and serve a property up there. But because of this easement and because of us not wanting to use it, because it's a dirt road basically, and if we was to put an easement driveway, if you like, into those two properties, it would be a blacktop driveway and not a dirt driveway. So that's what we look at doing. So once again, you're looking at a property in and around this area with the land split there. That would be my son. This property in this area would be myself and wife. And obviously, if it's split off, it's saying in that proposal that, you know, I mean, we don't want to, in other words, I don't want to own, myself and wife don't want to own all of that. You know, in case, if we did put two properties on there, you know, there's, we don't want any legal issues down the line. So if it's split into two, my son's got ownership of half of it and we have the other half. And I don't know, you know, without having it surveyed properly. I mean, if it, what is it, 3.68,
I think.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're looking at splitting it in there, and you're just looking at it, you're probably looking at, I don't know, maybe 1 point, I don't know what it is. And I wasn't aware of what the gentleman said about this tract going that way, so.
Okay.
So I'm a little bit blind with some of these things, you know, from what I've heard.
We're all learning about it together, Jay. So, okay, so what are the questions?
With the new information that was provided, Mr. Ferris did give us some questions that are good questions that you know, do need to be answered. Mm-hmm. One of the questions was, how big is the property? And I believe the Myers own a portion of it. With the information that was just put into exhibit, a survey of the complete tract, possibly from when you bought it in 06, it's Larry Gardner's survey, it shows it's 3.56 acres. So there is a 0.12 acre discrepancy. The size and shape is virtually the same as what we do. But what I'm looking at here is what I see there. But but the total amount of the land is a bit less, 0.12 acres. This survey shows it was 3.56 acres, and that's probably, I'm guessing, and you can, is this the legal description that you own?
Yes, sir. And I think what it is, it was taken into account of roads. I think you lose acreage, don't you, because of the highway frontage. There's what is, 20 foot, 10 foot?
Road roadway? Highway roadway. Sycamore Church Road?
Yeah.
I don't know what the setback is on this one.
25 off the center line.
Yeah.
50 foot.
I think that's what you're looking at possibly there.
That'd be more than that on acreage, though.
And this has got a 40.
And that would probably, if you take into account, like 700 or something, you put a road frontage, that probably, if you take it in feet, I would think that might would be the difference in the description. I've never been approached on that subject, so
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Either way, to the point of, at least with this survey by, you said, Larry Gardner, and it's similar, it is very similar in shape. It's just the number is off a little bit on the acreage to that exact point. That's something that we can make available. Do you have any questions?
No, I mean,
okay. The one question I do have about the northern lot, which I think would be the lot you were describing, is the topography out there. Sounds like, I haven't been out there, but it is Taney County, and there are, and it looks like a cedar glade. Is the topography limiting up there? I mean, you've obviously been to the site to where you think you would place a home.
I mean, not professionally speaking, but I mean, I at the moment, we live over near Kimberlin City, and I would imagine it's a similar sort of land, a lot of rock and stuff like that. And I had a septic tank put in there, and you know, I mean, there's ways and means of dealing with it, but obviously it'd have to be surveyed properly. But as for putting a property in there, I don't think there'd be an issue. But now, whether there'd be an issue with a septic or well drilling or whatever.
Okay.
We'd have to get professional.
Right, and that's and so you have, may have an intention of having a shared well with the other lot. I mean, that's one of the things I heard you say, right?
Possibly.
That's okay.
Or
because that was one of the questions I had: is how many wells you had planned?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd probably be two, to be honest.
Okay.
Because once again, I wouldn't want any legal issues.
And also, at least on the original presentation, if I remember right, the presentation was for a total of three lots.
And that was one thing I wanted to clarify as well. It I think it was my original understanding that Mr. Johnson was going to retain. You're not going to retain.
That was my intention.
No. Okay.
So the request actually is for to split
is
that
split
one
in
parcel
two.
Into two.
Okay.
Split, yeah, two.
Okay.
Not three. That was news to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was just a misunderstanding at the office level, at least for that portion of it.
Yeah, it's just two.
Okay.
But just I will say it's a learning experience for me, right?
Okay.
I appreciate listening to the gentleman there,
Okay.
These things will depend on if we buy this land or not, right? So if we can't do it, we're not going to buy it.
Sure.
It's as simple as that. I mean, we're good people. And we want to put two nice properties on there and be good neighbours and do things correctly. So that's it.
Any other questions for Mr. Sanderson?
I think my big question was just answered. You're okay with owning the whole property except for what your son would own.
Sure.
Two properties, you'll own that southern portion.
Sure.
You just don't want to put a house on
no.
it, deal with it, but you don't mind owning it and paying the taxes on it?
No. Not whatsoever, and to be honest, like what I said, because we're private people, we don't want to use that. We would go ahead with what they've already said they would allow it. You know, we've already had the guys out from Road and Bridges. So what we basically do with this area is we'd probably, it's being rocked, as if you went out there yourself, we'd probably utilize some of that rock, you know, for whatever in this area, even for the new driveway, and then we would probably grass this over and tree it off, so it just remains wooded. You know, we're private people.
Okay.
And you know, I mean, to be honest, when you do go up there, when you do walk up there, you irregardless of any views, we don't want to buy it for views. We simply want to buy it for location. And you're in that area. It's private and it's green all year round, as you said. It's cedar. It's not the we don't want views. We like trees, right? So we're private people. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Mr. Sanderson? Okay. How about any questions for Mr. Johnson? The actual landowner. Okay. Or Mr. Ferris? Okay. Just to be, I want to make sure that we passed on your, I do have a question for you, Mr. Ferris. I do want to make sure that we at least passed on the questions that you had for on your behalf.
Appreciate that.
Do you feel like we at least asked those questions? Yes, a short comment would be great.
Mm-hmm. One comment I guess I would have is, regardless of whether the request is to divide this track into three tracks or two tracks, fundamentally what you really would be doing by granting a variance would be granting basically three different tracks. And I think even under the survey, the Gardner survey, my client surveys, I think, from Jay Mark and from Eddie Wolf both more recently than the Gardner survey. But regardless, even if you say that property's 3.5, 3.6 acres. Just sizing it up, looking at this, and looking at this here, if this appears all in all to be probably about 1.4, 1.5 acres, that means that really functionally what you're talking about is you're talking about running septic systems on lots that are like 0.8 to 1 acre each. That's half of what the county requirement is. In that case. And if the applicant is and just to make clear, if the applicant is presenting as he says he is, or the representative is presenting as he says he is, I understand. He wants to live here with his wife. He wants to have his son in a house next to him. So this property is forever and ever, never going to have anyone ever build a house on it. Because that's essentially, if that's the intention, that would have to be the case. And you'd also have to leave out any consideration of this. Again, I think it's 1.4, 1.5, somewhere in that, about an acre and a half probably, right here. Again, you would not have the benefit of any of that southern property as a leaching field or anything like that for your septic system at all. You'd have to discount that entirely. You're not going to run under a road, your septic system from a house that's somewhere in here to that. So you just have to leave that out of the equation entirely. So really what you're left with is you're left with two lots that could have houses on it. Even if the southern lot was forever just going to be kept, you know, kept in trees and no one's ever going to live there, you know, and quite frankly, I think you would have to put that as a requirement in there or just be understood. No one can ever come back before you and ask for a variance of this because of your action you had to take. You would be granting a variance for septic at least half, if not less than half, of the county's requirements. If you related that to other types of requirements, such as parking requirements, if you had a request before you for someone to open a restaurant, someone to open a bar, someone to open a church, and they would come before you and ask for a variance, and they're supposed to have 400 parking spaces, you know, is there something so unique under 64.870 that you would grant them a variance when they wouldn't even have half of the amount of the parking spaces? And parking is not even as sensitive an issue as septic. Because you're dealing with human waste and the disposal of human waste here with the septic system. So again, I don't really think, without knowing more again and what we do know about, and I don't think it was disputed, that all of this is bluffs. Most of this is bluffs area. Most of this is highly rock area. There wasn't anything presented to you by the applicant about permeability, perk test, anything like that. I don't think you have enough information before you that you could protect the public good as required under 64.870. And again, we would request on behalf of William and Cheryl Meyer, my clients, that you either table it, ask for additional information be brought before you, or vote no on a variance request.
Okay. Any other questions before? For assisting. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I would entertain a motion of some kind.
We're closed. closed to the public
portion? Yeah, yes, we are closed to the public portion. Mm-hmm. Thoughts?
What my thoughts are, I understand the reasons, but frankly, the hardships are not really described. A table. I'm open to it. More information can be brought before us, and I believe that it might serve everyone's interest if we choose to continue. I don't think Mr. Sampson desires to go. What I can tell you is that I have 1 acre lot, and I'm on a sewer system now that is fine using 1/2 of that lot, or less than that, you know, for my leach field. So it doesn't take an acre to do it, but it has to be appropriate. I don't know what's appropriate. But if they came before us at a later date and showed that it would perk and they would agree not to build on that southern portion, like Mr. Ferris suggested, and if they would also agree not to have any lot smaller than, you know, 1 acre, and a better description of, you know, the hardship due to the narrowness, or the mental addition. There very well may be a hardship there, but I don't think it's presented in a way tonight that meets the code. So therefore, I'm going to make a motion to table this to a time uncertain. This would allow you to bring it back before us and answer the questions that were asked this evening. There were some good questions to answer that I think everybody, it would serve everybody's interest that those would be answered before we act upon this. So my motion would be.
I'm second to that. And I might add that
discussion.
If I was you guys in this situation, I would look at an option if you could get it to perk up here for one house, that you might look at this other piece down here for the part about not running underneath. You can run through an easement and maybe put another leach field or whatever down here on this piece that's not, you're not wanting to use. So that's another option you might look at too, to be able to utilize that piece of property and get one of the leach fields or septic systems even further away, and then have this piece up here that has the other one.
Okay. Well, runoff.
But
is,
we need to have some more information with a little, probably as to where the lot line split is. I'm gonna put that in there as exactly where it's going to be, and then again with the septic system. Or
yeah.
Systems.
We're closed on
so
that.
So I can speak count now.
No. But thank you. My concern is both of their concerns. Runoff for this particular property is a concern of mine. There's a reason why we have a 2 acre minimum in Taney County, and there's a reason why that we also want to make sure that it, for whatever the reason, we would need to go under that limit. It's a very good reason that matches, quite frankly, what Mr. Ferris brought up before. I didn't see anything tonight in that would pass that test, so to speak. I agree completely with the fact that, you know, even if it's just two lots, it's basically is treated like three, and that concerns me greatly on those sizes. I'm not a sewer guy, but I just can't imagine that test. And there's a lot of, I hate to have you spend a bunch of money, any of you, to survey, resurvey all that, get a perk test done, just to come back and go, sorry, we're not going to do that. And so I'm just being frank with you that I, right now, I'm not in favor of that plan, even if, you know, it just doesn't make sense for where our overall county plan is. That's just me. So I would love to see it work if there was a hardship that we could make that do. That's kind of where we're here, but we also have to protect the public good of all of Taney County, which we do for you, wherever you end up living, whether it's there or somewhere else. So that's part of what we're charged with to do. So it's kind of up to you. We can table that, and you can look to where you want to do that, but I'm not sure that the way your request is there now that you meet those standards to make that. That's my opinion.
I would concur with that. There's not enough information to pass that test for us this evening. And maybe there's ways to come back. We know what the tests are now. We've seen the rules and have read you tonight. They can be picked up at the office at any time. Without spending, knowing that the perk would be incredibly important to all of us. But without spending all the money on a full survey, sometimes you can get a drawing showing where the lands are. You're not going out and doing the survey on the property, but you can get a very quick overview. Here's where some lot lines are, and here's the approximate amount of the land. And that might be sufficient for myself as far as knowing where the lot line is going to be, as long as you agree to complete the survey according to the plan presented. But more information would need to be provided. It will cost some funds to get that, put it in a put it on paper so we can look at it, understand it, and talk about it. And it's totally up to you, should this tabling pass, whether you bring it back, forward, or not.
Right. Any other discussion? Well, then we'll roll call vote for the motion to table. I think we're going to go ahead and move on it.
Okay. Unless we
go ahead.
Do we want to get the one to move forward with it, or do we want to just vote on what is proposed? And
they can withdraw, can't they? Is it any different than?
I mean, they could withdraw.
And if they decide not to move forward. Yeah. If they decide to move forward, we table it, then they can move forward. Yeah. But if they don't, if we table it and they withdraw,
at this point you've got a motion on the floor.
Right. Okay.
Really, so.
So vote to table? Yes? Vote to table?
Yes.
I vote to table.
Okay.
So I mean if we've tabled it, if they decide to move forward they can. And we tabled it at a undetermined date for this time to give them time to look at that. If they decide not to move forward, they can withdraw the request.
Yes.
If Mr. Sanderson chooses to do so. Would you guys like to hear from, I know that we got a couple folks that would like to speak or ask questions. Are you okay with that?
I'm okay.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Eric.
Just a quick question. If this request comes back before the board, will there be a re-noticing similar to what happened before to the property owners?
We want to make sure that they're notified. I want to make sure we...
I feel that we would need to since there wasn't a date specified.
Yes, we will make sure and re-notify like our other past. Like, yes, sir.
We have to pay the $125 fee again.
No, it's... No, you've already applied. You're fine there.
The application. Yeah.
And you also had a comment.
So, is there a timeline on us to come back to address this?
The timeline that you create.
Yes.
Okay.
But do we have a working month here too, or not? Or is it? I don't know if it's.
I
did the planning and zoning before, not the adjustment. So I'm learning this side. So we don't. So we're.
Yeah.
Open for business every month.
Exactly.
We're open for business every month.
Can I ask you one question?
Yes, sir.
Probably. Hypothetically, let's say we just bought this land, kept it as is, one lot, right? If we surveyed it. Or a septic system going in, would that survey still have to come before you guys to be?
You meet the 3.68 acres for one home and one septic system.
Residence.
You already meet our.
So you wouldn't need to come back because
no, sir.
That's not out of the question.
Yeah,
right.
I just wanted to put that forward. This is a proposal. There is other land in that area that we've also been looking at, so it's not unreasonable for us to actually buy this, survey it ourselves, and put a septic tank in. We would.
No, you wouldn't have to see our ugly mugs again.
All right.
We need to deal with this.
That's right.
You guys.
Let him talk some more.
I was surprised. I thought when he said England, I really thought he was going to say Arkansas. It was close.
I normally do.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, do we at least get... Everybody clarified on what they wanted to ask? Okay, very good. Thank you very much. We're closing this one for this evening.
Yeah,
thank you.
Cool. Okay. All right.
Okay, next on the agenda is our minutes from November 2014.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you, Jim.
Was this one our copy? Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
We do have other business, so we've got other business we need to take care of. We'll wait a minute to let the room clear. That might be easier. So when were you guys out there taking that video? I noticed that Benita wasn't out taking pictures. That's all I saw.
She did. Yes, she came out with me.
Well,
I'm sure I had to look again. I'm sure you had my pickup in the park there.
At the first one?
On the grocery store.
Oh, it may have been.
When did you do that?
Whatever day it was that was so foggy.
I just looked up and looked. My pickup.
That may have been.
Maybe you were eating Pizza World.
No.
Oh, okay.
Stop there
overnight. Okay. Back to review and action. We've got our minutes of November 2014. I don't know if you had a chance to review those, but I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve as is.
Okay. Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? All right. Old and new business. We've got some.
Okay. I have received an opinion back from the representative with FEMA regarding that variance request, and forwarded that on to the members. But I knew we just received it yesterday, so as soon as I got it, I forwarded it on. I did contact the representative. He indicated that there was no way that he could have the applicants here in December, and he was requesting. He had requested that the board table the matter until January.
Did we table to December? We're fine.
Okay.
And you guys did see what FEMA's opinion was on that. Okay.
The applicant has been notified with this email.
Yes. I actually sent it. I copied the representative anyway. And I hope that he's provided it to the property owner or the applicant as well.
And, So you shared with him what, because I think when we were visiting with them about that, I believe that myself and maybe some others shared the fact that we were very concerned about what FEMA's opinion may be on that.
Yes.
Okay, so he's aware.
Yes.
I'm amazed you got that opinion so quickly to us.
Yeah, that surprised me.
Wow. How'd you do that, Bob?
You grabbed that out of him before the next year.
Okay, so that's all you have. Is that right? I do.
I knew you had one other issue.
I wanted to visit with the committee about our start time. I visited with Bob and staff a little bit just to ask them what your... If you all would consider an earlier start time.
Sure.
I would like to look at 6 instead of 7. I know we moved that to the planning and to our regular planning and zoning meeting, and I asked Bob tonight because I was just curious if he had any calls since we did that of anybody complaining that they couldn't get there for the meeting.
And just on a side note, I knew Tony was not going to be available this evening, so I did ask his opinion on it as well. And he indicated that there might be times that he would potentially have to be late or that he would have to leave a little bit early, but he said that he was really all right with the earlier starting time, that he could work with it.
And would that be preferable to staff? Because the last thing I'd want to do is tie
really, I think it's preferable to staff if the board's agreeable to that.
Well, I would like to do that only if everybody is agreeable to it. I don't want to change something that one person that doesn't work for. So works for you, Tom. Works for you. Certainly works for me. I would prefer that. There you go. You want to start at 3:30?
Month or whatever.
Start at 3:30 instead.
Can we do 1 o'clock?
Long lunch.
Okay.
During a business hour, which would be
some of those would probably be rough, but yeah, I can see where
the reason our boards went tonight was so we could have more people that would be available to serve.
But six, I mean, we talked about it before here, you know, with Dave and some of them at that time didn't.
But since
didn't want to.
Yeah, so. I thought we might have a different feeling about that. I was hoping, because that would be my preference. So if it pleases everybody, we'll start that. I know. 6 o'clock, starting in 2015, January 2015.
Make sure you send out a reminder.
Might be a good idea.
We'll try to make sure the first.
I'll be late one time because I've got this as a recurring reminder.
That's right,
I need to make sure. Should I change it now?
It might be a good idea. We're good.
So we're not having more meetings.
All right, well, then that's what we'll do. We'll change that to 6 and make sure.
Do we need to make
anything I don't
official?
Think so.
Or?
We can if y'all feel like we need to make that. I think I'm good with it, just making the change. I think we're good.
Good.
Just change that on that.
Okay.
So. We haven't heard for our fifth person yet. Right.
We haven't. It was on the agenda last Thursday. They had board appointments. Friday they updated the agenda. Board appointments was removed.
Okay.
So I don't know where that stands.
The only other comment I've got about our time change is if we have that on our website, we want to make sure to get that changed there.
Okay. Yeah, that is a good point.
So,
okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
Not that I've got.
All right.
Can we get a Christmas carol?
Yeah. Yeah, officially on the radio, on the webcast.
Okay. Well, then I guess we're going to adjourn.
Yeah, well, we're adjourned. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, same to you.